Okay, as we get back into Perek Des Zayin in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, let's just review this picture again, as we left off with this yesterday. This is going to be what we're going to basically rely on for the entire Perek today, which is one more discrepancy that has to be taken into account to identify where to see the moon at a specific given time. And that is that the moon, in their calculations, the moon, because of its orbit, and we discussed its own orbit around the Earth before, which was the Emtsa'i of the Yareach. Now, the other thing to take into account is that that orbit is not in line with the sun's orbit around the Earth, meaning that what happens is that, as this diagram really shows nicely, the moon, when it travels around here, let's say it starts from the Rosh. At the point of the Rosh, it is in the same plane of orbit as the sun. And the sun, its plane of orbit, goes through all the constellations. So at the point of the Rosh, the moon and the sun are both in the same exact plane. But then the moon, so to speak, travels and literally north of that plane until it hits a maximum of 5 degrees. And that's called the Tzoni or the Tzafon point. Then it goes back down again as it works its way to the Zonov, which is the tail. Once it hits the tail point, once again, it's returned back into the point of the same plane as the sun, and then it continues south, so to speak, of the plane of the sun, and that's called the Durum. So again, you have the moon traveling in this sort of circular orbit, where at certain points it does meet up with the plane of the orbit of the sun, but But overall, has its own, is always some angle differentiation from the orbit of the sun itself, and the maximum differentiation is 5 degrees north or 5 degrees south. So the Rambam is going to spend this parak identifying and calculating out this, this differentiation, this deviation of maximum 5 degrees. So the whole methodology should be very familiar as we go through it. So he says in Parak Des Zayin Halacha Aleph, Ha'agula shesoveves ba yirech tamid, he notes on me'al ha'agula shesoveves ba shemesh tamid. So the orbit which the moon revolves around intersects the one that the sun, revolves around. Chetzin notol tzafon v'chetzin notol darim. And what happens is there's a point of intersection, and then one part of it or half of it is north of that plane, and the other half is south. Just like in that picture, it's sort of like on a diagonal as compared to the orbit of the sun. And there are basically two points. One is the, as you'll see, one is the north and one is the south. But those are the two points where both orbits hit each other. That's the Rosh and the Zanav. Vika Cheshia Yirech Ba'achas Mishtayan Nimsa Sove Ba'gulo Shal Shemesh Keneged HaShemesh B'Shaveh. So when the moon hits that point in its orbit, where it's in the plane of the sun's orbit, okay, and that's one of those two points. Then Yatzah HaReach Me'achas M'Shein HaKudos, and when it leaves one of those two points, which is the Rosh of the Zanav, Nimsa Mahalach Tzafon HaShemesh L'Adroma. So then we see it's either going to be northern, it's going to be north, so to speak, of the orbit of the sun, or south. HaNakudos Shemimena Yascha HaReach Lintos Tzafon HaShemesh HiYanikras Rosh. So the point from where the moon begins to move away north of the sun's orbit is called the Rosh. And the point where, as we go around the circle, where the moon rejoins the sun's orbit and then starts heading south, that's called the Zanav. So, the Rosh itself, okay, the Rosh, meaning that point, right? You have to always remember that, I know this is always the extra confusing part. If you recall back by the sun has its orbit, and then there was the Gova, right? And the Gova, the apogee actually had its own, so to speak, rotation. So the orbit of the sun was, so to speak, in another orbit of the apogee. So that's why the apogee, the Gova, could change to the sun. In a similar way, the Rosh, okay, the point where the moon's orbit hits the sun, okay, the starting point, that also actually can change, okay? It actually can change, and very, very slowly. And not only that, it actually moves in the opposite direction of the constellations. So whereas, let's say the sun and constellations move one way, the Rosh's movement goes against that movement, okay? And it moves constantly, and it moves from the constellation it goes from Tala to Pisces, and to Aquarius, and it revolves constantly. So the Rosh itself, that idea, that orbit thing, has its own, or that point, has its own movement to it. So Lacha Beis, he says, Mahalecha Rosh HaEmtsa'i. So now, of course, what are we going to do? We're going to have to find out the mean position of the movement of the Rosh itself. So in one day, B'yom Echad, Shlosha Chalachim V'chadis Re'ishniyos, so it moves 3 minutes and 11 seconds. Nimsa Mahalcha Basar Yomim, after 10 days, Echad Shloshim Chalachim V'sheva Rabayim Shniyos, V'nimsa Mahalcha B'meyom, Chamesh Malos V'shiva Asar Chalachim V'shlosh Rabayim Shniyos, Simonam Heyom Yudzayim Em Gimel, V'nimsa Mahalcha B'elef Yom, Shtayim V'chamishim Malos V'shiva V'chamishim Chalachim Esar Shniyos. So after 1,000 days, we get to 52 degrees, 57 minutes and 10 seconds. Nimsa Sheiris Mahacho Basar Safalam Yom, Mea Vetesha Vishishimalos, Ve'echa Vishoshim Chalakim, Ram Mishneos, and that's the simmer for that. Nimsa Mahacho, now of course the one that's more important for us, Nimsa Mahacho Latisha Vesrim Yom, so after 29 days, which is the lunar month, Male Achas, it's going to be 1 degree, Ushnaim Ushloshim Chalakim in 32 minutes, Meteja Shneos, and 9 seconds. The Nimsa Mahalcha Lashana Sedura, and of course, when it comes to a lunar year, Shmona Asre Malos, it'll be 18 degrees. Varaba Varbaim Chalakim in 44 minutes. Ushtaim Varbaim Shneos, and that comes out to 42 seconds, and that's a simmer for that. Vem Saharosh, okay. Now, the mean position of the Rosh, Betchilas Leil Chamishi, so going back to our classic starting night, right, which is always Erev Shabbos, Leil Chamishi, Thursday night, Shu Ha'ikar, right, that's our starting point, Haya Mea Ushmonim Malos of Shivach V'Chamishim Chalakim, Ushmonim Eshim Shneos, Simonam that. So what was the starting point in the year that the Rambam always uses to start his calculation, the year of whatever it is, 4938? So that came out to 180 degrees, 57 minutes, and 28 seconds, okay, and it was almost midway through the circle. That was the starting point of the Rosh for that year. And hold on, I think I have the calculations for that. Just give me a second. I think it's on the pictures here. This guy always puts them together really well. Nope, not this one. Yes, this one. Okay, so this is the Mahalech of the Rosh. And you can see exactly what we just discussed. The more important ones are after 29 days, it's gone approximately 1 degree and change. And then 354 days, it travels about 18 degrees and change. Okay, so now taking that, that only tells us the movement of the Rosh, okay? There's much more to do. So he says in Lacha Gimel, Im tirtze leida makom harosh b'chol esh tirtze. Now, he's given you some of the locations based on certain days. If you want to find it out, what's the calculation to tell you the position of the Rosh on any day that you want? Totzi emso la'osa eis kederach totzi emso shem eshem v'emso yirech. So what do? You calculate the mean progress of the Rosh, just like you would do for the Shemesh, just like you would do for the Yirech. V'tigra emso mishlosh meos v'shishim malos, and there you subtract this mean from 360 degrees. V'anishrahu makam rosh bo'osa eis, and now I'll tell you the exact position of the Rosh during that period of time. U'kenegdo l'olam yem makam ozanav. Okay? Now, of course, since the Rosh and the Zanav really represent the halfway points of the circle, so wherever the Rosh is, right, the Zanav will be opposite. So if you're looking at the circle, wherever the Rosh is, the Zanav is always the opposite. Thankfully, this has to be geometrically accurate. So as the Rosh moves, so to speak, the Zanav moves along with it this way. But the point is that the Rosh and the Zanav always line up opposite each other. So Lacha Dalet. So of course he's going to give us the example. Ketzad Haresh Ratzina Leidam Makam Rosh L'Tchilas Lel Erev Shabbos Yom Hasheni L'Chodesh Iyar. So we want to know the Makam of the head of the Rosh on Friday night, which is the second day of the month of Iyar. Mishana Zu Shushnas Iker. Uminyan Hayom Magurim L'Tchilas Lel Iker Ad L'Tchilas Lel Zesh Under Rotsam Leidam Makam Rosh Bo Tisha Vesem Yom. And as always, it's 29 days from the previous month to now when we're going to determine it. So what happens? Lacha Hey. Timtsa Totsi Emsa Rosh Leisa Zosal Derech Al Derech Shiadata. So calculate the mean of the Rosh like we've done all along. The who, and how do you do that? Shetosiv Mahachol Atishav Esrim Yom Ala Iker. So you add to it the mahalach over 29 days from the yom, from the day you're calculating from. Yetzi lecha emsa harosh. It will come out that the mean of the rosh will be meo shnayim shmona malos v'tishav esrim chalakim v'shevo shloshim shnios. So it comes out to 182 degrees, 29 minutes, and 37 seconds. Now, tigra emsa zeh, subtract from this amount, right, mishlosh meos v'shishim, from 360 degrees, and what are you left with? Yishar lecha meo v'shevo v'shivim malos, 177 degrees, v'shloshim chalakim, 30 minutes, shlosh v'esrim shnios, 23 seconds. V'zeo makam rosh. That is where the rosh will be located. The Altifne al Shnios, as the Rambam tends to say in these calculations, don't worry so much about the seconds. We don't really care about them. Nimsa Makam Rosh B'Mazal B'Sula, right? So that's the key. So where is the Rosh going to be found in Virgo? It's going to be found in that constellation, B'Sheva V'Esrim Malos V'Shloshim Chalakim, which will end up being 27 degrees and 30 minutes into it, okay? Which is quite far into the Mazal. Remember, each Mazal is 30 degrees. Well, Makam Azanov, of course, the Zanov will be directly opposite it. Connect Del B'Mazal Dagim, so that's going to be found in Pisces, B'Sheva V'Esrim Malos V'Shloshim Chalakim, but it'll be 27 degrees and 30 minutes. Just like Rosh will be in Besula, 27 degrees and 30 minutes, the Zanav will be the exact location opposite, 27 degrees and 30 minutes, into the constellation, into the opposing constellation, which in this case is Pisces. So Lach Avav, La'olam yeh bein arosh bein azanav chati agagla b'shava. So there's always going to be an even split between the location of the rosh and the zanav. Levikach kol mazal, again, always going with our perfect circles. Levikach kol mazal shetimsa bo makam arosh, yeh zanav mazal shvi b'menu. So it's very simple. Wherever the rosh is to be found, count seven constellations later, bam, you'll find your tail. Bekamo minina malos v'alacha m'shava. And then, of course, the amount of degrees and minutes will be the same. So if the Rosh is 10 degrees into Mazal X, the tail will be 10 degrees in the in 7 Mazalos from that constellation. Okay, Alach Zayin. Okay, so remember, we ended off in Perek Tesvav, locating the Makam Ereach Amiti. That's the point where we'll be able to see the moon. We're looking to see the moon, okay? Now, once you know the place of the Rosh and the Zanav, meaning those two Makomos where the moon will enter or will be in conjunction or at the same plane as the sun's orbit, he's bonen b'shloshdan, okay, consider the following three calculations, all right? Im matzasi reach, im arosh, im azanav, b'mala achas v'chelek achad. So if the position of the moon is with the is in the head, okay, both in degrees and in minutes, teidash in areach notel lo letzafon hashemesh lo ledroma. So if it's located there, you'll know that the moon will not be inclined to the north or to the south. Vim ra'isa makam areach lifnei makam arosh v'hula keneged azanav. Now, if the location of the moon is past the rosh, and now it's proceeding, so to speak, in the direction of the zanav, teidash areach notel letzafon hashemesh. Now we know that the moon will appear, okay, will appear north of the sun, of the plane of the sun. And if it is proceeding from before the Zanav, then you'll know that the Areach is traveling south. It'll appear south to the sun. And again, if you recall that diagram of a person standing in the middle and looking up at the sky and seeing the sun and the moon, what you would see from the orbit, from the sun and moon orbiting above you, is at one point you would actually see the moon. Again, if you could see both the moon and sun during day and night, you would see the moon crossing paths with the sun. So that's why it would appear to be north or south of it. So this inclination of the moon being north or south of the sun, so that is called the moon's, literally, its latitude. Remember, we're adding another dimension here we haven't dealt with. We've always been looking at everything, I know it's three-dimensional, but in a two-dimensional way, where the sun is really going through one flat, so to speak, orbit. But now that we have the moon on an incline orbit, so now we have what's called the Rochav Yerech, that's the moon's latitude, and that's going to play a role to know exactly where in the sky you're going to see the moon. V'imaya nota letzafa nikra Rochav Tzvoni. So now if it's inclined towards the north, so that's called the northern latitude, Rochav Tzvoni. And if it's inclined toward the south, it's called the Rochav Dromi. Of course, if the moon ends up in the Rosh or the Zanav, then there is no latitude to speak of because it is in one plane. It's when it leaves the plane of the sun, either north or south, that Rochav Tzvoni and Rochav Dromi play a role in calculation. Okay, Halacha Tes. We've seen this already. The moon's latitude in that deviation angle-wise will never be more than 5 degrees north or 5 degrees south. Elakachu darcho. This is the way it goes. Yasla min arosh v'yisrachek menemat bat. So after it leaves the head, it moves very, very slowly, very, very little by little. V'hamerchach holech v'nosef ad shekiyel chamesh malos. And it keeps diverging and keeps traveling little by little until it gets to about 5 degrees. The yachzor v'yiskarv ma'amat atchlo yilo rochav kishyagi elazanav. And then it starts going down again until basically there's no deviation, and that's when it's at the point of the tail. The yachzor v'yisrochik ma'amat v'merchav nosabat shigil chamish malos. Now it's going south. It keeps increasing to get to 5 degrees. The yachzor v'yiskarv atchlo yilo rochav. So again, I think this is pretty obvious, what keeps happening. This is how the path goes. Insofar as traveling on this type of orbit. So halacha yud. So now again back to calculations. Im tirtze leida rochav hayareach. Now if you want to know the actual latitude of the moon, kamahu b'chol eshet tirtze, at any time that you please. Vim svonihu odromi, and whether it's in a northerly path of the southern other the south path. Toti makam rosh makam hayareach hamiti loso es. So first you calculate where the head is located, as well as where you expect the sun to be located vision-wise, where I'll see the sun for that period of time. The tigra makam arosh makam reach amiti. And then you subtract as well the position of the head from the makam reach amiti as well. Vanishra hu anirka maslo rochav. So whatever is left is called the trajectory of the latitude. Vimiye maslo rochav mimala achas ad meo shmonem. Now he's going to explain what that means. If the maslo harochav ends up being between 1 degree and 180 degrees, so you'll know, again, you don't have to look in the sky, you'll know that the moon will be on that northerly inclination. And if it's more than 180 degrees, then it's now on the southern inclination. If the calculations come out to 180 or 360 on the nose, there's no latitude to speak of because now it's in the plane of the orbit of the sun. The tachzor v'tira menasa maslo rochav kamahi, right? And then you'll go back, and then you can go back now and determine the specific angle of the maslo. Okay, so remember the numbers he said before will tell you if it's north or south. But if you want to know the actual specific where it is, like the degrees, who's shirin tiyaslo safon darum v'onikra rochav hayerech tadromi otzvoni kamosha b'yanu. So this figure ends up becoming, if you calculate that, will be either it's the path of the latitude of the moon in south or north. So those are the two things you can calculate. So how are you going to do that? Halachi Yadav, how do you get to that exact angle? The kamahi manas maslo rochav. So what is the angle of this course? Imiye maslo rochav eser malos. So if the maslo rochav is 10 degrees, tiyem manaso shtayim v'chamishim chalakim. So its angle will be 52 minutes. Vimiye maslo zeh eser malos. If it's 20 degrees, tiyem manaso mala achas. Now you're at 1 degree and 43 chalakim. Vimia masal shloshim tiamanaso shtey malos shloshim chalakim. We'll keep pushing patties. Vimia masal arbaim tiamanaso shlosh malos shloshas ar chalakim. Yem masal chamishim malos tiamanaso shlosh malos vechamishim chalakim. Vimia masal shishim tiamanaso arba malos veshim chalakim. Vimia masal shivim tiamanaso arba malos shnayim aram chalakim. Now we're going to get to the second highest one. Vimia masal shmonim. If we're at 80. Tiamanaso, the angle is going to be 4 degrees and 55. Chemisha v'chemisha v'chemishim chalakim. Now we're almost at the maximum point where the moon deviates from the sun. Vimia masol tishim. If it's at 90 degrees, tiamanaso, that translates into the moon being 5 degrees. Let's say in this situation, deviated, whether north or south, from the sun itself. So this is how you get the exact angle where the moon would be when it deviates from the sun. Halach yedbeis. Vimiyu achadim masaros, right? So of course, if when you're calculating it out, you come up with units of and tens, etc. Tikach aroy lahem lefi hayeser shebein shtei amanos kemosha sisa masal shemesh u'masal reach. So you can always round up or down. Okay, ketzad harei shahayim masal rochav shlosh v'chamishim malos. So if the masal rochav comes out to 53 degrees, u'gvarya datash yilo hayam masal chamishim haisa manasal shlosh malos v'chamishim chalakim. And now you know if it were 50. Remember, let's say the masal rochav comes out to 53, but you have your chart which tells you at 50 it comes out to 3 malos and 50 chalakim. Ilu hayom masal shishim, and if the masal was 60, what would it be? Hay samanaso arba malos vesim chalakim. It will come out to 4 degrees and 20 chalakim. So what do you do? Nimsa yeser bein shtei amanos. So the leftover between them, so to speak, is shloshim chalakim, shlosha chalakim lechol mala. Right, it'd be 30 chalakim, 3 chalakim for each degree. Nitzel lefi chesho masal zeshu sholosh v'chamishim manaso shlosh malos v'tisha v'chamishim chalakim. So if you have an odd number, for example, or a number between 50 and 60, this case being 53, the angle will come out to 3 degrees and 59 chalakim. Now derech ze tase b'chol minyan v'minyan. So again, this is repetitive what the Rambam is doing here. And once you have these calculations, it gets pretty simple to figure out how he does this. Halacha Yud-Gimel. Now, ma'achar sh'teida monos shel masla rochav atishim, kamo shel hodanucha, once you hit up to 90 degrees, teida monos shel kol minyanos ha-masl, you'll know all the rest of them. Because, shimei ye-masl yes atishim an meo shmonim, tigra masl meo shmonim, v'nishra teida bo'amana. Right? Because if it comes out between 90 and 180 degrees, subtract from that 180, and you'll find the angle for the remainder. Remember, always remember the Rosh and the Zanav are basically mirrors of each other. So once you know the maximum of, let's say, at 90, then you just got to work your way down. It'll be the exact same amount to get to the 180 point. And then, of course, the dromi is going to be the exact same thing from the 180 to the 270, and it'll be the exact same thing from the 270 to the 360. So it's all basically repetitive. Halach yadal, v'zeu rocha v'yireach, v'tchilas lal zeh, right? And this is the rocha v'yireach on this night, v'hu dromi, which was southern inclination, shari masl yesra mea v'shmonim, ad and like I said before, if it's from 180 to 270, tigri menu mea shmonim v'nishar teda ba'amana. And as well, malacha tesvab, v'imaya masl yesra masayim v'shivim ad shlosh meos v'shishim, tigri oso v'shlosh meos v'shishim v'nishar teda ba'amana. So that's from 270 to 360. You subtract out the 360, and then you'll know the angle from there. Halacha tesayin, ketzad, hare shahaya masl mea v'chamishim, let's say the masl is 150 degrees, Tigger also mimea ushmonim. You subtract from 180 nishar shloshim. That leaves you with 30 degrees. Ugvar yadata shemana shloshim. And we know that when it's at shloshim, shtei malos ushloshim chalakim. That comes out to 2 degrees and 30 chalakim. The kachtiya manas mea the chamishim shtei malos ushloshim chalakim. So therefore, at 150, it comes out to 2 degrees and 30 chalakim. Halach yitzayim. Harei shahaya muscle masayim. If it is 200 degrees. Tigre menu mea ushmonam ishar esrim. Subtract 180, which leaves you with 20. Ukvar data shemanas esrim hi male achas ushlosav ram chalakim. We know from our chart that at 20 degrees, it comes out to the deviation of 1 degree and 43 chalakim. The kachdiya manas masayim male achas ushlosav ram chalakim. Therefore, the degree, when it's at 200 degrees, that comes out to a deviation of 1 degree and 43 chalakim. Halacha yudches. Areshaya masl shlosh meos, if it comes out to 300, tigrosom shlosh meos of shishim nishar shishim. Again, subtracted out from 360, which comes out to 60 degrees left over. Vgari dota shemanas shishim arba malos v'esrim chalakim. The gachi manas shlosh meos for arba malos v'esrim chalakim. And that, so therefore, the angle there would be at 300 comes out to 4 degrees and 20 chalakim. Valderach zu b'chol minyanos. And that's how you do it for all the calculations. Finally, halachi yates to finish off the parak, and we'll stop here for today. Hare shiratzinu leida rocha vayireach. Okay, and if you want to know the latitude of the moon, kamahu ve'eza ruachu im svoni im dromi b'tchilas leil er shabbosheni l'chodesh yom mishana zu. So with all he said in this parak, if you want to work out the latitude of the moon and whether it's going to be northern or southern inclination on Friday night on the 2nd of Iyar of that year, and you know the makom amiti of the moon is on this night, shmona esre malos, 18 degrees, shisha shloshim chalakim, 36 minutes, mimazel shor, from the constellation of Taurus, right? Umakom arosh, haya ba'osa eis, and the position of the rosh in that time was sheva ve'esre malos, 27 degrees, ushloshim chalakim, 30 minutes, mimazel basula, in the constellation of Virgo. Tigra makom harosh, makom ereach, subtract the position of the rosh from the position of the ereach. Yetzilacha maslu harocha, what will come out to is the maslu rocha will be masayim achas ushloshim malos v'shisha chalakim. It'll come out to 231 degrees and 6 chalakim. right? Lefish ein mashkikin al chalakim v'chol maslo. We don't go nuts insofar as working out the exact chalakim. Nimtzitz amana shal maslo zeh b'drachin shemana perak zeh. And what's the maslo based on what he's worked out? Shlosh malos, it'll come out to 3 degrees. U'shlosha v'chamishim chalakim. And 53 minutes. V'zeh rochav v'reach v'tchilas del zeh. That'll be the exact latitude. The exact latitude of the moon on that night will be this. And it turns out, the hudromi, and that's southern, right? Shari masl yesra me'oshmonim. Since the masl came out to more than 180, that's why the position will be south of the deviation will be south of the sun's orbit.